Businesses in Surrey are being offered a cash incentive to take young people on for short-term placements. It's in a bid to help them get onto the career ladder. Surrey County Council is trying to help young people, termed as NEETs, which means those not in education, employment or training. To explain more, I'm joined now by Councillor Peter Martin, who's the council's deputy leader. Good evening.
Good evening, Lucia.
So businesses are going to be offered an incentive to take young people on. Is that true?
This is right. Surrey County Council is giving employers up to £300 over 12 weeks for every 16 to 19-year-old classed as a NEET. That is a person, as you say, not in education, employment or training. And the objective here is to give them real work experience. And that will then make a big difference to those young people's confidence and their CV and their job prospects.
And will the young people be paid for this work?
Well, yes, they can get paid, but the main thing is to incentivize the employers to take them on. It's a matter of giving them the training that will help them get a proper job, maybe via an apprenticeship. And as you know, we've done terrifically well on apprenticeships over the last few years, and we've done a terrific job in reducing the number of young people that are not in education, employment and training, and we've halved those numbers in 4 years.
So if, I don't know, if a young person did get on a place but it wasn't paid, would there be an element of compulsion for them?
No, there's no compulsion. This is something that they have to get up and do, and I'm sure that they will, because the main thing for young people, of course, is to get the experience. We've all been in that difficulty of, oh, you haven't got any experience, therefore we won't give you a job. This gives them the experience that they need to perhaps get on to one of those apprenticeships or to get into full-time employment, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to give them a leg up to equip these young teenagers and to give them the skills that they require to succeed, and of course the chance to impress potential employers with what they can do, and it will help in that sort of interview type situation.
Now, do you think there's maybe a danger that some firms might just see this as a way of getting cheap labour? Are you going to be putting checks in place with companies?
Well, I don't think so. That's not been the experience that we've had in the past. We've worked with local employers. We've run fairs where we've brought together employers and employees and colleges. We've had terrific success over the last 2 or 3 years in increasing the number of apprentices. Last year we had a terrific success, and this year we've already taken on more than 250 apprentices, and our aim is to get another 500. And this work experience idea is another effort to give a real helping hand to those young people who are not in education, employment or training.
Now, I'm guessing your thinking behind this is if you give people a 3-month placement, it could lead into a longer term position. Are you have you got any targets of the percentage of youngsters that you'd like to see in full-time work at the end of their placements?
Well, no, I think we're aiming to get out help 110 people now. Our experience is that a large number of them do in fact go on to employment or into training, so it's all part of helping that process. The key thing, as I've said, over the last 4 years we've managed to halve the number of young people not in education, employment and training. Their numbers have gone down from over 1,000 to under 500 in 4 years, and that's a really important thing to do. That's all large numbers of youngsters that perhaps wouldn't have a job today that have got a job as a result of these programs.
And I'm guessing with those 500 that are left as NEETs, you still see that as a problem that the council wants to tackle?
Well, we're very successful in our education at the top end of the academic scale, and what we want to do is to make sure it's really good all the way through to the vocational work that's opening up, and to give every one of our children a leg up and an opportunity to get into training and then particularly to get into work, and this is part of that programme.
Peter Martin, Deputy Leader of Surrey County Council, thank you very much for joining us this evening.